Now, 2 Samuel, that we're coming to now, opens on a note that we need to note very well, and I did not mean to make such an ugly pun at that point. This book, by the way, that we're entering now of 2 Samuel, it's full of David, as the New Testament is full of Christ. It's given over entirely to the reign of King David. And we find in 1 Kings some records of the few declining years and death of David, but we have the life and times of David here in 2 Samuel, and they are important because he is the ancestor of Jesus, and he's the type of the Lord Jesus as king, and also, friends, he's a great king, a great man, and we can learn many spiritual lessons from him. And also the book of Psalms was largely composed by David out of the experiences of his life that are recorded here. And again, that makes this all important for us, by the way. Now we're going to meet many new characters in this book. And they are characters that you and I ought to get acquainted with. And we're going to have now, in the first 10 chapters, the triumphs of David. And they're going to be wonderful, by the way. And then we're going to come to the troubles of David, chapters 11 through 24. And they were innumerable, and they were a result of his sin. Don't tell me that God's people or David got by with sin, and that God did not rebuke him and judge him for his sin. All right, now that brings us here to chapter 1, and I still have the question, who killed King Saul? We'll bring another suspect before us, even if it doesn't answer the question. So let's look at this. Now it came to pass, after the death of Saul, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had abode 2 days in Ziklag, it came even to pass on the 3rd day that, behold, a man came out of the camp from Saul with his clothes rent, earth upon his head, and so it was when he came to David that he fell to the earth and did obeisance. Now this is the picture. This is a dark day in the nation Israel. War came to these people. And friends, when these people are in war, when they're having their troubles like this, it's because they're out of the will of God. I'm not sure that one of the reasons that we thought at the end of World War II we'd brought peace in the world, and we expected to rest on our laurels and enjoy life in sin far from God, because that's the way the United States moved after World War II. And you know something? We haven't had a day of peace since the war ended. It's just been continual war for us. I wonder if maybe there might be a lesson here for us that a nation or a people or an individual will have turmoil. There'll be warfare. There's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Isaiah said that 3 times. I wonder if that might not be applicable to us today. This was a dark day for Israel, and you can see the position they're in. King Saul is dead. Jonathan and the other sons of Saul are dead. They have lost the battle. The Philistines have taken all that northern area around Galilee. And now, here in the south, David didn't even know what had happened in the battle. He's been down recovering his own people from the Amalekites, and he's come back to Ziklag. He's been there 2 days, not having word. And finally, here comes a man, all disheveled, covered with mud and dirt and rent clothes, and he stumbles into the camp, and he says, "I've come from the war, and the Philistines have won, and King Saul is dead."